Okay, good evening, everybody, or afternoon, as the case may be, from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Today we are going to be learning page Nun Tes, the beginning of Simen Reish Ayin Tes, in the Mishnah Berurah. So this is the Simen about Tiltul HaNer B'Shabbos, about moving a candle on Shabbos. So it happens to be, I had a remarkable Mishnah Berurah coincidence. We were just discussing the halachos of opening a door in front of a candle, and we were discussing the various concerns, one of them being that when you swing open the door, the wind that's created by the door will put out a candle. Well, here in this apartment where we're staying in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh this past Shabbos, we had candles lit on the table, and as we were leaving for Shabbos to walk to the Kotel, we opened the door, and we notice as we open the door to walk out of the apartment that we put out one of the candles. So these are not just ancient halachos, these are halachos that apply each and every Shabbos, at least when it comes to Ner Shabbos. So let's begin. Si'if Aleph, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ner Shid Liku Boba Usa Shabbos, a Ner that you had lit a candle in, that you had lit a flame in on that Shabbos, Afal Pi Shakova, even though that flame has been extinguished, Asur l'taltalo, it becomes muktzah, you're not allowed to be metaltalit. V'chein mosar ha-shemen sh'b'ner sh'dlikum ha-bosar Shabbos, asur l'taltalo, u'l'stabik men ha-bosar Shabbos. And the same is true for the extra oil that you have left over in the ner. The ner is, of course, the kli that holds the oil and the wick. So the same is true for the extra oil that you have in the ner that you had lit that Shabbos. It's muktzah, and you're not allowed to benefit from that oil on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatanav, Afal Pishakava, Vainu Afilu Lo Nishar Bo Shemen Klal, even if there was no oil left at all in the Ner, it was just an empty Kli, it's going to be Muktzah V'atam, and the reason that it's Muktzah is, Dekim and Devin Hashmash Osai Yasa B'tiltul V'shinas HaNer V'Hashem V'Apsil Abbasil Zashal Heves, Shu Davar Asar B'tiltul, that since during Bein Hashmashos, it became Muktzah, because during Bein Hashmashos, it was a basis for the flame and the wick and the oil that were all, I'm sorry, the ner, the wick and the oil were all a basis for the flame, which itself is a davara asur. Umigo diskatzai le benashmashos diskatzai le kuliyoma. And once something becomes muktzah during benashmashos, it remains muktzah for the entirety of Shabbos. Vizawa nikra of the Gemara, muktzah machmas iser. And that's what we call muktzah machmas iser in the Gemara, the kaimelim beli isura. And we paskin that it's asir. So that's the halacha, that everything that's under the flame and that supports the flame becomes a basis l'davar asir, and since it was a basis l'davar asir during Bein Hashmashos, it remains muktzah for the remainder of Shabbos. Im yesh emas einu yehudi alav al yedei aner, if a person has fear of non-Jews because of the candle, kimo shayi b'zman amurayim shayisu uma achas shayi makpidin b'yom chagom al yishol shamadikin derbal siyom l'chol ki agavna, like in Talmudic times where there used to be certain non-Jews that would get very upset if Jewish people lit candles at the time of their holiday. So those kinds of situations where you might run afoul of the ire of the local non-Jews, then you're allowed to move the candle once it's extinguished. And he writes that this is machlokas haposkim, and this is the loke of agenavram prim begadim hashmashim yare sheyakehu sharef zimam lukol yal mashari. That even though it's machlokas haposkim whether you're allowed to move it just because it's going to cause the ire of the non-Jews, but certainly if you're afraid that they're going to beat you up, then you're allowed to do the tiltul mutzah. You're allowed to move the candle. So that was as far as the ner. Mos Hashem Shabiner, then the Shulchan Aruch had said that the extra oil in the candle is not only muktzah, but also you're not allowed to be mistapik mimenu. V'adin mosar nera asu mechela v'shava shedlika bobos shabbos v'kava. And the same is true not only for oil in a candle, but if you have a wax candle and it only burnt halfway down, so the remainder of that candle remains muktzah. L'taltal l'stapik mimenu, d'ahol v'huktzah b'tchilas k'nisas shabbos, d'ayinu shebbein ashmash shayu dolek haya asu l'stapik mimenu, that since it became muktzah when Shabbos began, that during Bein Hashmashos you were not allowed to take from it, you were not allowed to benefit from it. I'm stopping. Misham Sheminer Chayiv Misham Mechabe, because someone who takes from the Shemin in an air that is lit is in violation of Mechabe. I mean, if you were to remove oil as the Ner were actually lit, it would be a violation of being Mechabe the Ner, because it weakens the flame. So therefore, during Bein Hashmashos, it's for sure usher to take oil out of the Ner, because the Ner is lit. It would be a violation of Mechabe. So, and therefore, Iskatzoy Lukuliyom, Yama, Sholis Tapik Mimenu. It becomes muksa for the entire day to get any benefit from that oil. Af Achar Shekaveh, even after the candle is out, V'kivin Sha'asol Lihanus Mimenu Kol Yom HaShabbos V'melos Agam Kein L'Taltalo Den Roi L'Klum. And since you're not allowed to use it, it has no benefit for you. It has no, so Mimela becomes muksa because there's nothing you could use it for. Says anyway, it's muksa anyway because it's a basis for the flame. So essentially, what he's saying is that there are two reasons why the oil is going to be muksa. The kli itself that holds the oil and that holds the wick is going to be muksa just because it's a basis for the flame. The oil has two reasons that it's muksa. Number one, it's a basis for the flame, and the second, since you're not allowed to take that oil during Ben Hashmashos, mimela becomes muksa because you have no use for it for the remainder of Shabbos, and therefore it's muksa for that reason as well. See if Beis Ner Zesha Amarnu Shasul Metaltal Afilu Tzarek Gufa Tzarek Mekomo Aser. When we say that you're not allowed to be metaltal this ner, that means it's not like a klisha Malachal the Isser where you're allowed to be metaltal Tzarek Gufa Tzarek Mekomo. No, this ner is going to be aser to move even if you need it or you need the space that it is occupying. V'yesh Mishehitir. There are those that are mekalim that think that this has the same din as a klisha Malachal the Isser, but V'lo Nir Dvarav. I do not think that they are correct. Says the Mechaber. Says Ramav. But if a person is an istinis, they become disgusted by things easily, and the candle is ma'is to him, then it's mutter for him to take it out, because then it becomes to him like garbage that needs to be removed, and therefore it's going to be mutter for him to take it out. But if someone wants to be machmir and not remove such a flame, even if it's disgusting to you, you don't lose out from being machmir, which is a very funny phrase. Hamachmir lo hifsid. Of course, a machmir is never hifsid. Normally, it would be hameka lo hifsid or hamachmir tavo lav bracha. So we're going to see the Mishnah Berurah is going to deal with that. What do I do with that phrase? Hamachmir lo hifsid. But first, let's see Mishnah Berurah siv katan dalid. Afilu l'tzorach. So this was saying that you're not even allowed to move the ner l'tzorach kufa l'tzorach mekomo. V'lo domi l'shar klisha melachta l'isur demutal tatal l'tzorach kufa mekomo. This is not like any other klisha melachta l'isur. There's a pen on the table and you need the space that the pen is taking up, so you're allowed to move it off the table. That's Letzorech Mekomo. Or there's some other klisha melachta l'isur that you need Letzorech Gufo. There's a hammer, but you want to break a walnut with it or something like that. You want to break open a nut with it. So that's mutter, because that's Letzorech Gufo. You need the hammer. Even though it's a klisha melachta l'isur, that's all mutter. This is not like that. Why? Because during Ben Hashmashos, it still had a flame there, and so during Ben Hashmashos, it was actual iser. It was not just klisha malachtel iser where it's mutl zorak v'zorak mekamo. No, during Ben Hashmashos, you were not allowed to move it at all. So migad is katzayil Ben Hashmashos legamri is katzayil l'kuliyama legamri. So therefore, since it became muktzah legamri during Ben Hashmashos, it remains that way the rest of the day. And all of this is true of the kli that's holding the oil itself, anything that was underneath that flame has this status that it's a more chomer dika muktza than the type of muktza that we would call kli shemalachta l'isser. But we had said that if you have an istinis and it's really disgusting to him, then he could move it. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Hey, V'abachum Magen Avraham Pasku Daf Mishenu Istinis Imu Amar Shemal Salav Shari L'Sakol Me'al Shulchan. You don't have to be a generally sensitive person, a generally finicky person. If you find this disgusting, then it doesn't matter what your general disposition is. If you find it disgusting, then you're allowed to move it. Uber Chay Mashma Diyesh LaHachmir. Am I reading from the right? Umashman Bach, the Lohikil al Bener Shal Cheres, Shu Ma'us Bevadai. But the Bach sounds like he's only making by a pottery candle, which is certainly disgusting. But if it's a metal kli, then it's not so disgusting. However, the Archaim sounds like we should be machmir by anyone who's not actually an istinus. So whereas the Mishnah Berurah started off by saying it's irrelevant whether you personally are an istinus, it's just about whether you are personally disgusted by this, the Archaim says, no, like the Rama says, this heter is only for an istinus. That you just can't tolerate having it with you after it's extinguished, or later on the next day during the daytime. So he said, so then it's if it's in the place where you are sitting, you could remove it from that space. But if it's safely put away somewhere else, then even an istinus is not allowed to move it. Then for sure he's not allowed to move it. But the Rama had concluded with vamachmir lo hifsit. So says the Mishnah Berurah, that must be a typo. Tzarich lomar vamachmir yachmir vameka lo hifsit. That someone who wants to be machmir gesunta hate, go ahead and be machmir and a mekel. Someone who's mekel on this and moves it because they're an istinus, it does not lose out. So what we learned tonight is, first we said that if you have a ner that had previously had a flame in that ner on Shabbos, the whole thing becomes muktzah, and the extra oil in the candle after it was put out is muktzah for two reasons. That it's muktzah because it's a basal davar aser, and it's muktzah because you're not allowed to use that oil during Ben HaShemashos, because it would have been mechabe, and therefore you're not allowed to use it the rest of Shabbos, so mele becomes muktzah. And then we said that there is a machlokas, whether you're allowed to be metaltal the ner l'tzorch gufo and l'tzorch mekomo, but we paskin that it is aser to do so. But don't worry, it is more chamer than klisha makhlal iser, but don't worry, there is a heter. And that heter is for someone who is an istinus. 2 days in the Mishnah Berurah, whether the person has to generally be an istinus, or that he just finds this to be disgusting. But for such a person, he's allowed to remove it. Someone who's machmir is a great thing, but someone who's mekil does not lose out if they are an istinus and they move it for that reason. Okay, but sometime tomorrow we'll continue with Sim Resh Ayin Tes, Si'ifim, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, and perhaps Vav as well. Everyone have a wonderful day, evening. Good to see everybody.